Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Hey, hey, family. Welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tea with Tine, where we sip on truth, stir in grace, and pour into our power one week at a time. I'm your host, Tine. And today, we're talking about something that is foundational, the power of saying no. No serves as a boundary, and boundaries are a form of self-respect, reclaiming your time, energy, and emotional health. So let's brew a cup of clarity and talk about how saying no can shift your life from rejection to redirection. Why is no considered negative? Well, we've been conditioned to think that no means being rude, that it makes us difficult, unkind, and unlovable, especially as women, especially as nurturers. But let's flip that script. No does not mean being rude. It's a form of self-respect. Let that sink in. Saying no doesn't mean that you're difficult, unkind, or unlovable. No is a way of honoring yourself. Saying no is how you protect your mental energy, your emotional space, your time, and your calling. Saying no also honors the other person, especially if the only reason you're saying yes is out of guilt or in an attempt to validate oneself. Listen to me. I want to say this early, and if you don't remember anything else from this episode, remember this. Every yes you give out of guilt is a no to peace, a no to your priorities, and a no to God's guidance. When you learn to say no, you stop negotiating your worth for approval. Let that settle. Now, as we jump into today's three steep tips, these are tips for building bold boundaries. Today's tips will help you reclaim your energy, reinforce your values, and release the guilt that's been attached to you saying no. And after today, after this broadcast, if you put into practice the practice of saying no, you will no longer say yes for the approval of others. You'll no longer seek validation by agreeing to everything you're asked to do. So here we go. Tip one, redefine what no means. Most of us inherited the belief that saying no was synonymous with being mean and cold. Saying no is a declaration of your identity. When you say no, you're saying, I know who I am, I know what I need, and I am worthy of honoring that. You're not being dismissive, you're being discerning. So try this. The next time you feel pressure to say yes, pause and ask yourself, why? Why am I saying yes? Then reflect. If this yes does not equate to your values or your priorities, it's compromise. No, it's not rejection. It's redirection for what's important to your purpose. Tip two, count the cost of every yes. Every yes comes with a price tag, and the most expensive yes is the one that costs you your peace. So before saying yes, ask yourself, will this drain or develop me? Is this a seed or sacrifice? Is this pulling me closer to my purpose or distracting me from it? Think of your time, energy, creativity, and joy as currency. Not everyone and everything deserves to spend it. So here's an exercise. Make a list of the five recent yeses you gave. Now circle the ones that left you feeling resentful or regretful. Next time, That's where your no should be. Tip number three, make room for what's important. Your no is not just about what you shut out. It's also about what you let in. Saying no to toxic commitments opens space for divine appointments. Saying no to overfunctioning makes room for stillness, vision, and wellness. We often seek direction in chaos of the crowd, when we should seek it in the peace of being still. So be intentional and don't be afraid to just say no. And here's your challenge. Say no without over-explaining. Remember, no is a complete sentence. Saying no is a gateway to your purpose, and your purpose is of the utmost importance. Now, as I go into the next section to spill the tea, I want to address a potential outcome of you saying no, because I can guarantee that some of you listening, this is going to happen. You're going to set a boundary with someone you love, and you are going to say no, and that person will become distant, and it's going to hit you hard. You will repay all the other times you said yes and wonder why this one no broke the relationship. You may even think, did I mess up? Hey, I've been there, done that. Hate the t-shirt. But let me tell you something from experience. You didn't mess up. No, you showed up. You showed up for you. Boundaries don't just test relationships, they reveal them. And if someone drops or withdraws from you when you stop overgiving, that wasn't a relationship. That was a transaction. So here's the tea. Don't shrink or stop your growth to fit someone else's comfort. Love yourself enough to disappoint others without betraying yourself. Now here's your affirmation for the week. My no is not selfishness. My boundaries are valid. I choose peace over people pleasing. Now take that in. This week, I want to invite you to reflect on this. Where am I in life, or where in my life am I overdue for boundary? And then practice saying no without guilt, but with grace. Feel free to replay this episode as many times as you need it to let these words sink deep into your soul. And that's all I have for today. Thank you for sipping with me on the power of saying no. And if this episode made you breathe a little deeper or think a little clearer, share it. Invite someone else into the freedom of saying no. Then like, share, comment, all the things. And meet me here next Tuesday, where we'll sip on something new, powerful, and purpose-filled. Until then, protect your peace, honor your growth, keep showing up for you, and keep steeping in purpose. Have a great rest of this week.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tine. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tine airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen together. Tuesday Tea with Tine is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time. empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose.